This is Jay Sekulow, an update on the Supreme Court of the United States and an interview with the student who was told to not participate in a class because of belief in God.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Coming to you today from our offices in Washington, D.C., right next to the Supreme Court of the United States, and we've literally just left just moments ago, and we're going right back to it when we're done, a meeting with a number of our lawyers, probably 15 lawyers in the room, a number of our law clerks as well, getting ready to put that first round of briefs together in the Supreme Court case involving the Ten Commandment display out of Utah. Look, the ramifications of this case are so significant that it is a big team effort. Stuart Roth, the senior counsel with the ACLJ, is with me in studio. We were in the meeting. Stuart, when you look at all of the issues, I've got the briefs here. I mean, I've got the brief that we filed. There was a brief filed on behalf of the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign War, the Military Order, the Purple Heart, of course, the state of Virginia, as well as eight other states, and then a number of cities, and there'll be more of these coming. This is a very, very complex and comprehensive case.
Well, Jay, this is one of the most important free speech cases of the decade. Of course, if the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals decision is allowed to stand, of course, Ten Commandment statutes all over the country may be coming down because the government will be compelled to take statutes that express positions that they don't agree with or they don't even want to have on their facilities and premises. So this is a really important case.
I mean, can you imagine a monument? That's the Statue of Liberty Park, and it's the Statue of Liberty. Next to it, they erect the Statue of Tyranny, or at the King Memorial, the monument in Atlanta on Auburn Avenue, they put next to it a monument from the Ku Klux Klan. That's what's at stake in this case. So we're going to keep you posted on this as it progresses. We're now in the research and writing. This is phase two. The court has agreed to hear the case, so we are working on this. We've got a full team working on this. We're also working on another matter, and that is for a student. And folks, I want to know what your reaction would be if your son or daughter came home to you and said, listen, my professor at college told me I cannot participate in a particular class in philosophy unless I'm willing to acknowledge at the outset that there is a possibility that God does not exist. And Jordan, this is a huge issue. Our phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110, and this one's got serious ramifications as well.
And I want to hear from people on this, and again, I encourage you to call right now, 1-800-684-3110. Understand this, a teacher saying that you can't know material unless you believe in the material. And so that if you don't believe that X is true, you can't claim to know that X is true. So instead of just understanding academic material, this teacher is saying you have to believe in it. Because he said to Gina, you can't just know it, you have to believe it. And when you apply that logic going down the line, a philosophy professor should understand this, you'd have to understand the Quran, you'd have to be a Muslim. To understand Hitler, you'd have to become a Nazi. And that's the kind of philosophy this professor is teaching in his classroom.
Well, after the break, we're going to be joined by Gina. She's actually going to be joining us on air, so you're going to want to talk to her. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is really, really a serious issue. We are responding aggressively. Our phone lines, first of all, how would you react if this was your child? 1-800-684-3110. Our phone lines are already jammed. You keep calling, though. They'll break up over the next few minutes. So after the break, we'll take your call. But we've put together a national petition of protest to make sure Gina's protected. We're letting this go to her college. You'll be signing this petition saying, no, you don't have to deny your belief in God in order to participate in a class. Now, everyone that is listening to this broadcast right now, everyone that's listening needs to sign this national petition of protest. We've got a lot of lawyers working on this as well. The phone number is 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255. Now, by the way, when you call that number, you're adding your name to the petition of protest. We're going to include that with the letters and the follow-up letters demanding that Gina and other students' rights are protected here. You don't have to deny God to participate in a college class. Add your name to this petition of protest, 877-989-2255.
College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can reach us online at aclj.org. Sarah Sloan, a journalism student at an Arizona college, needed help. She received a failing grade on a writing project. The reason? Her Christian faith played too great a role in her writing.
I was completely shocked. I couldn't imagine that would happen, especially for a school setting.
Sarah turned to the American Center for Law and Justice and contacted the ACLJ online at aclj.org. ACLJ attorneys got to work fast, and they got results.
I received a call right back almost immediately from Eric Zimmerman, and he helped me right away.
The college reversed its discriminatory decision, and Sarah received the certificate she was earlier denied.
And it was very exciting because I know that without the ACLJ, I wouldn't have received my certificate. It really helped a lot.
Log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org. A great place to get valuable resource information and the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. Online at aclj.org. A website that makes a difference.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. We're going to do something that we don't do often, but we're going to start doing more when it comes to these kind of cases. That we're going to be having Gina, the student involved in this, college student, by the way. And I was just talking to her during the break. And, folks, it's more outrageous than we thought. But Jordan is in our studio in Virginia Beach. We're here, by the way, in Washington, D.C., because we're working on a Supreme Court case, and we're working on this case right now. So all of this is going on simultaneously. Jordan, first, set up again what we were talking about. Remember, folks, this is the requirement here. The professor's basically saying to participate in the dialectic discussion, to participate in the class discussion, you have to, and this isn't a philosophy class, you have to at least acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, which, let's face it, for those of us that take our faith seriously, that's not something we're going to acknowledge. But that's what the professor asked. But, Jordan, you brought up an analogy that I think is very, very important.
Well, it's interesting, and we'll let Gina talk about this, but she got in a dialogue with the professor where the professor said to really understand, to know something, to know material, you have to believe in the material, or at least give yourself the option that it could be true. If that's right, and you follow this professor's logic on down the line, to understand an atheist, you have to believe in atheism or understand atheism. Then to understand the Quran, you would have to become a Muslim. To study the Bible, you'd have to become a Christian. To understand communism, you'd have to understand communism, you'd have to follow Karl Marx. And to understand Hitler and Hitler's ideology, you'd have to become a Nazi, at least mentally take that in and understand that that could be right. That goes way too far in the classroom. And we'll hear from Gina too, that during that break, we heard so many disturbing comments made, and I'm sure we want to hear from folks. 1-800-684-3110, we want to hear about from you on the broadcast.
Yeah, now let me tell you what I'm going to do. We've got Gina, who's the student in New York, college student. We're going to let you know, everybody that's listening to us, you need to hear this. Then we're going to let you know how you can respond as well. Gina, welcome to the broadcast, and thanks for contacting us on this issue. Gina, let me ask you this. We were talking about this in the break. Tell us what was going on in this class that led to the problem at the outset here, because you were in a class, and it basically was being a predicate that you had to acknowledge the possibility, at least the possibility, that God did not exist. How did all that come up to in existence? What was the issue there with the professor?
It came up once it was obvious that to just know the material that he wanted us to know wasn't enough. He wanted us to not only adhere to the readings and show that we had an understanding of the readings, but our personal opinions. And once we stated our personal opinions, he wanted proof. If you are unable to provide proof to your beliefs, then he would consider you closed-minded, unable to participate in the learning community, a distraction to the class, amongst other things.
Now, when in your particular situation, there was a predicate, the professor said this, that in order to participate in the dialectic discussion, in other words, the online discussion of the class, you have to at least acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist.
Yes.
How did you react to that when you first heard that?
I was shocked, and I think that a lot of people, as I listened to your show yesterday, people don't realize that it's a big deal. So you kind of get caught in the trap of, okay, am I supposed to just admit to this because my grade is at stake, or is this really a violation of my rights? And it wasn't until it continued and it became so obvious and so insulting that I was like, this got to stop.
Now, you're a 3.9 grade point average student, and you've done well in school. Because some people say, well, maybe she was just having trouble in this particular class. But that's not the situation at all. Your grades in the class have been great.
They've
been great.
And I've had wonderful relationships with every professor that I've had at that college.
So you've had an ongoing positive relationship with the faculty, an ongoing positive relationship with the students. Here's the next question that, and we talked about this during the break. You told me before you went on the air that there was another situation developing in your class that this professor always brings the conversation back to God and always in a demeaning manner. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, because I'm still in the class, so I have to still participate in discussions. So I go on today, and they have a section called Free Points. So I go on, and it says basically that he will give you full credit for the last module if you state your name and say that I am not free, I believe in determinism, which in other words is saying that you don't believe in God-given free will. He said if you make that claim, he'll give you the whole entire points for the module, and you can continue to believe whatever you want. But he wants you to make that claim.
So he is trying to force a position on Christian students that have a contrary position to his in order to fulfill the class.
Yes.
Absolutely. How is it making you feel, by the way? How do you feel about this?
Disturbed. It's upsetting because I've never had a problem like this. And you hear all the time people saying that because you're Christian, you're being, trampled on in a sense. And then when you go through it, it's a horrible feeling. Because I really am probably the only person in the class that is a Christian. And out of the 25 beginning students, there's only 9 students left in the class. A lot of people have dropped.
Yeah, well, I wonder, you wonder what the dropout rate of part of it's at. Stuart Ross, senior attorney here at the ACLJ's in our office in D.C. Stuart, the more you hear about this, the more disturbing this is.
Well, it's a clear attack on Gina's faith. Of course, Christianity and our faith and our biblical values, it's faith, and that's what it is, Jay. It's faith. Not everything about faith is subject to empirical evidence, and this professor knows that, and that's why he's trying to really discredit what Gina thinks and what she believes.
But he's also penalizing. I mean, he's basically, and Jordan, you were talking about this earlier, this idea that you have to agree to a proposition, the possibility that God does not exist, before you can engage in the class and have a real dialogue, you've got to put yourself in this, in this position. Jordan, you've checked with other students. This is happening all over the country.
It is. When we read Gina's information, which came to ACLJ.org, we read it over the air. We got calls that day from North Carolina and Colorado, students in both those states on the air talking about how that they were in the same introduction to philosophy classes and had the same thing happen to them. But, Dad, this situation even goes one step further. I want people to understand what Gina said when she said that the teacher said you had to admit a certain belief to get full credit in assignment. If you did that, you got full credit. That's all you had to do. So you had to admit to his philosophy to get full credit. That is absolutely ridiculous in the academic setting to have a professor say, tell me that you believe what I say, and I'll give you full credit. There's no discussion. There's no information. I only want to hear that you believe what I've taught you this semester, and that's the way to get the full credit. Dad, when you look at that even deeper, that goes past just attacking the Christian faith, but really attacking academic freedom and academic honesty.
Yeah, it especially does for students. Gene, have you talked to other students in your class about this? What's their reaction been?
I haven't talked to other students in the class about it because it's an online class.
Sure.
But right. I have talked to, the way that it came about is I started just talking to people about what was going on. And everybody that I talked to was like, that's wrong. Even my friends that aren't very religious people and enjoy their philosophy courses would say he's really overstepping his boundaries. And I really didn't feel like I had a way to go about it. My husband's the one that suggested that I call the ACLJ. And really, it's been great ever since I've done that because now listening to the programs and hearing how other people are going through the same thing, it just goes to show how people don't realize that they have rights, that they have rights as Christians to state their positions and state their beliefs. Because I want to let it be known that I have answered every discussion thread. I've completed every assignment. I've participated in every discussion. I've let it be known that I have the knowledge of all the material that he's covered. That's not enough for him.
He wants you to abandon your personal faith, and you're just not going to do that. You're answering his questions, you're participating, but you're not going to abandon your personal faith.
You know what it reminds me of?
You shouldn't have to. Go ahead.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were supposed to bow down, and they refused to bow down, that's how
right.
I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
Well, the good news is you're not going to be, because we've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you. And, Gina, hang tough in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved quickly. We're going to have literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know. And we appreciate you calling in. We're going to want updates from you in the days ahead. So, Gina, hang in there. Thank you for taking a stand, and we're going to help you with this, okay?
Thank you for helping me. I appreciate it.
We're glad to do it. We're glad to do it.
Well, you know, Jay, we've seen in the last 5 or 6 years a lot of cases just like this. The academic freedom, especially in college settings, it's unbelievable the hostility towards Christianity in that setting, and that students are getting victimized by a grading system that's it's skewed towards their faith and their religious views if they want to express them in papers or in assignments.
Folks, can you imagine this? Your daughter being told in a college classroom that if she so much as does not agree that there's a probability or a possibility that God does not exist, that she doesn't get to participate in the Klan and could get an F, or that if she does not bow down, as Gina just said, to the teacher's view on philosophy, which would remove any role of God in philosophy in the nature of man, that you don't get to complete the course or you get a benefit if you do bow down, so to speak. It is outrageous. Here's what we've done. We put together a very thorough legal analysis that's going to the school. But we want a national petition of protest from all 50 states. So now, as we get ready to take a break in a moment, you go to your phones, you call this number. You're going to be helping us, you're going to be helping Gina. And by the way, it's not just Gina, there are other students. So you call this toll-free number at 877-989-2255. You're adding your name to a petition of protest that states to this particular Suffolk Community College that Gina's rights have been violated, that you're standing with her, that the college professor cannot do what he's done, that it violates state and federal law, and that we're standing up for her First Amendment rights. But can you imagine the reaction to the school district when we send to them a petition from 100,000 people from all 50 states, which is what we're going to try to do here. And then we'll take those petitions when it comes up in other locales as well. So you go to your phones right now. We need you to sign this national petition of protest to stand for Gina and these other students. 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip of a lifetime, a life-changing trip to Israel. Plans are underway right now for a special trip to the Holy Land organized by the American Center for Law and Justice. Mark your calendar, June 17th through the 27th.
It's going to be something that no one will ever forget.
It's a great country, which really has a great biblical view.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip. It's a 10-day journey you won't want to miss.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org.
No one coming back from this trip is going to be the same.
College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor. professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can reach us online at aclj.org.
One 800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, if you're on the line, we're getting a lot of calls. We're going to hold over and do another program because there's so many calls coming. But I want to read something. It's posted, by the way, in our Daily Trial Notebook. It should be up this afternoon. Here's what happened in Gina's class. Gina, she was just on the program. Gina studied and discussed various philosophical arguments on whether God exists. That was part of their class discussion. And whether he possesses certain characteristics, such as being all-knowing or all-present. But this is the one thing that Gina would not do that the professor demanded. Gina will not state that she personally believes the idea of God is problematic or that she needs to reconsider her sincerely held religious beliefs, which is what the professor is saying as a requirement, folks, of participating in this class or else you get an F. And she is a 3.9 grade point average student in college. We're not talking about elementary school here. We're not talking about high school. This is college students, folks. It is outrageous, it is ridiculous, it is preposterous, and you need to react. We're sending a very, very thorough legal demand letter on this. We've got a lot of lawyers working on this, but we want you to sign a national petition because we're going to send this to the school district and to others. And let me tell you something. You get 100,000 signatures on a petition, it's going to send shockwaves through these school districts that are here, this college campus. We can get a win here for Gina, but we need everybody's help. You just call, and we just want your name on this petition. This petition saying that Gina is not going to deny the existence of God in order to participate in this class. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You go to your phones right now again, 877-989-2255. Again, you can do it on the website at aclj.org. A lot of calls coming in, Jordan. Let's try to get to some of those.
Linda is calling from California on line 6. Linda, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Linda.
Yes, hello. Thank you, Jay, for all your help.
Sure.
Thank you for our freedom that you're supporting, and I'm just so grateful to know that there's somebody out there that's taking care of our freedom. I get very concerned with the political field as it is today.
Well, we're glad we're here, and I want everybody to know that we've got lawyers, literally, a group of lawyers. Now, we're here in Washington right now working on our Supreme Court case, but we've got lawyers in our Virginia Beach studios at the campus of Regent University, where Jordan is actually broadcasting right now out of, and we've got a group of lawyers down there working on Gina's case. So the fact that we get a Supreme Court case means that we got a lot of work to do, but it doesn't stop the work on these other cases. And this situation, Linda, for this student is outrageous. They are requiring, I mean, Jordan needs to say this again, it's a predicate of what you have to believe to participate in this program. It's absurd.
Well, there are two different problems here. One is something that Gina just let us know today, that the teacher is offering full credit on the final assignment. To get the full 13 points, you have to admit that there is no free will. You have to personally admit, sign your name to it. Gina said it on this broadcast. To get full credit on the final assignment in the class, you have to admit to there being no free will for human choice. Now, the second problem here, Dad, is this professor who says you can't know material unless you believe material and open your mind to believing material. And now that doesn't work for numerous things. It doesn't work for Gina when, to understand atheism, she's supposed to deny her belief in God and her Christian faith. It doesn't work for a Muslim to understand the New Testament or the Old Testament, studying that tradition, to reject Islam. It doesn't work for someone who supports America and patriotism to say, to understand the teachings of Hitler, you have to become a Nazi, or to understand communism, you have to believe in everything Karl Marx said. These are absolutely ridiculous claims by these professors, but you heard it from Gina's mouth. When we tell you about these stories, they are true. They are happening in these American schools. And the second Gina told us about it, we got calls from people around the country. And I know we're going to continue to get calls from students who've had this exact same thing happen to them, or it's happening to them right now.
Well, I'll tell you something, folks. This is outrageous. And, Stuart, this is huge. And the more we find out from Gina, the more difficult the situation is for the school, the university, not for Gina. Her case is great.
You know, the clear implication, Jay, in this case and in other cases we deal with in the public schools and colleges, is that if you have faith, if you're a Christian, if you believe in Jesus, that's anti-intellectual. That's not a decision an educated person would make. But that's the whole point about faith. It's faith. And this is a clear attack on her faith.
You know, no college student student should be, you know, look, we could talk about a lot of the legal issues here, but let's be realistic. No college student in America should be put in a situation where you have to deny the, or at least acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, or you don't get to participate in the class. Now, I can't think of anything that could get your blood boiling more than a statement coming out like that and then complicating it and making it more outrageous with what Jordan's been talking about, this idea you have to become that person. I mean, this is absurd. But by the way, I wish I could tell you this was just at this university in New York. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Here's what we're going to want you to do. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name to this petition of protest, folks. We need to strongly, strongly speak out against this. We've got our lawyers working on it. You heard from Gina. We're going to keep up with Gina over the next several days. But you need to really get to work on this with us. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Call that number now. Add your name to this petition of protest. This is outrageous. Jordan, who's next?
Donnie's calling from Florida on line two. Donnie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Jay. How
yes, sir.
Doing?
Great.
Hey, I'm just wondering, you know, it makes me wonder, how long has this been going on, you know, and where are they finding these teachers?
You know, it's been going on a lot longer than we think. You know, as soon as we opened and talked about this the other day, remember, we're in the middle of the preparation of a Supreme Court case, but this issue came in, and as I said, we've got lawyers working on the Supreme Court case, we've got lawyers working on this. And the fact of the matter is, once we started talking about this on air, folks started calling. We started getting a lot of phone calls from other students. This is what happens here. So this is what's happening, Donnie, and that's why we're reacting so aggressively, so strongly legally here. So we appreciate you calling. And sign that petition, by the way, Donnie. Have your voice count on this. Everybody that's listening to us needs to add their name to this petition of protest. This school district needs to hear from all 50 states, this university. I keep calling it a school district. This isn't a high school here. We're talking about a college. They need to know that these Christian students aren't going to tolerate having to surrender their faith at the door. That's one thing. That's bad enough. But then being told that you're not going to participate in this class unless you acknowledge the probability or possibility that God does not exist, I'm sorry, they don't get to do that. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Express your outrage.
Back to the phones we go. But understand, folks, it goes a step further. You can't get full credit on the last assignment unless you admit to there being no free will. You have to admit to it. And we heard it from Gene. You have to sign your name to it, post it for the teacher, post it for all to see, for history to keep in the documents that you've said there is no free will. That's the way the professor said in this class to get full credit in the final assignment. That is so academically dishonest. It is unbelievable, but we hear about these stories every single day, and we want to bring them to your attention to understand that something can be done about it. Let's go back to the phones. Ricky from North Carolina on line three. Ricky, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ricky.
And guys, thank you for all the good work that you guys are doing.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. Good to have lawyers on the Lord's side, I tell you that.
Thanks.
Totally outrageous. I mean, as much as it costs to get into these schools and to get these children into school, and you think they're going there and learning something, you know, that's going to help them in life. Instead, you know, I mean, who is this guy? Is he a recruit for the Antichrist or something? Trying to, you know, it's really
you know what they're doing. This is you brought up a great point, Ricky. These students are paying for this. I mean, paying real money to go to these colleges to hear this nonsense. And look, they're not apologetic about this. This school has got to get a lesson in the First Amendment. We're going to do that. By the way, if you're on the line, stay on the line. We're going to record another program. We'll air later in the week. We got so many calls coming in. If you want to get to us, lines are all jammed now, but they'll be freeing up in a few minutes at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Keep calling in a few minutes. Those lines will open up. Stuart, with 10 seconds here, 15 seconds. This situation is serious, and we've got to address it quickly.
Bottom line, Jay, students shouldn't have to abandon their faith to get good grades in school.
Yeah, I mean, you realize that. You're abandoning your faith to get good grades in a classroom or to even participate in a class. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, we're going to stay over 800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls for another half hour. And for those of you that have been listening to this broadcast today, let me encourage you to do something right now. You go to your phones right now and you add your name to this petition. It is critical. This is a petition of protest. It's going to this university on behalf of Gina. We'll send it to other schools when we need to. But this has got to stop, and we need your help on this. We need tens of thousands of you to respond to this. We've got our lawyers working on it. This is where you come in. We'll get a victory here. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also get updated information, by the way, and we'll keep tracking on this. We'll post the letter that we're going to send out this afternoon, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You call right now, though, 877-989-2255.